I believe that belief is the most important ingredient in our success. When we see it clearly and believe it dearly, we declare a defining moment, an epiphany, if you will. We declare, I can do this. I am doing this. Detailed success stories I know are the best way to build this belief. So I'm on a mission to interview every diamond and above in Young Living worldwide. I'm learning from them the granular details of what they thought then and what they think now. I gathered all their vital statistics on how many people they enrolled year one to the ER rate. Let's dive in and listen.
Hey everybody, Richard Blissbrook here with yet another Road to Diamond interview. And look here on the screen who I've got, Nancy Weber from Denville, New Jersey. And Nancy is a Young Living pioneer. She has been around a while, which means she's got some extraordinary stories. Say hi, Nancy.
Oh, hello, and thank you, Richard. And you know I'm a pioneer. Look at the color of my hair.
Well, it's either gray or we don't have any. That's an indication of how seasoned we are. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Nancy, for joining us, for educating and inspiring people that are looking to find their own journey to diamond and above. Let's get into your story. Tell me, who were you and what were you doing? Where were you before you ever heard of Young Living?
I was working in a field that was very serendipitous for me. I started off as a nurse, worked many different fields of nursing, and left when I needed to, and opened up a practice very spontaneously, not knowing what to call it, so I didn't call it anything. And I was working in what we now call medical intuitive work, and mediumship and psychic. And I had worked with psychiatrists as their clients, they would send me. I was busy. And so when I knew of Young Living, it was actually a few years before I got in. Mm-hmm. So I want to share that with people who go, I'm a slow starter.
Okay, good.
Back in 1995, I think it was, I was introduced to Young Living by a friend. And we had written songs together. And she said, I want you in this. And I said, okay. So I ordered a kit, and the seven in the kit came all broken. Well, I don't know if you've never experienced real essential oils, how seven broken bottles pouring all over the cardboard and everything else smells, even through the air that it flew into in my home. And I went, oh my God, I hate this. So 3 months later, they refunded me the money because for whatever reason, they didn't want to send me a new box.
Okay. I got to jump in there, Nancy, and point out to people, you know, sometimes people get this story in their head that if they only could have been in Young Living in the beginning, if they could only been on the ground floor.
Exactly. That's my
that's
whole
what
point.
That's what you get for being in on the ground floor. Most people just quit because the company didn't have their act together.
Oh, I didn't know there were four people in the whole company. I had no clue because nobody answered the phone. Right. No clue. And my friend who introduced me didn't want to talk about it. So nothing happened. I had a nonprofit. I worked with a friend of mine. We formed it. We wrote the bylaws and we put on throughout the state of New Jersey holistic health festivals. I've been in the holistic field since 1960s. So that was fine. I was busy, 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 busy. People came. Jeffrey Lewis was one of my vendors. I'd walk away from him. Young Living? No, thank you. He didn't know why. I didn't want to talk. So everybody needs to understand all of us do it differently for sure. And no one way fits anybody. And my girlfriend who wrote the nonprofit with me, Sue Pellicotti, who is a platinum now, and my beloved friend, she called me one day in 2002 and she said, I'm coming over. I said, why? No, no, no. I said, no, I don't have time to see you. I don't have time for anything. She said, no, arrest her husband, acupuncturist, dear friends, best friends. We're coming over. And their best friends are Jeffries and our beloved departed Gail Ann. I said, no. Yes. Well, she never pushed, so she came over. They poured oils on my spine, and they knew my history. And my history was pretty severe in terms of what potential I ever had not to use my wheelchair, not to use a lot of things. So I laid there, and within 5 minutes, I went, very different. I stood up and I said, who, what, when, where, and how? And they said, well, blah, 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 blah. So I joined that time.
Got it.
It was a perfect timing.
So you blew Jeffrey off at the vendor event?
I sure did.
How far away from you does he live?
30 minutes.
Okay. That's funny.
And James Needleman, who was on one of my TV shows. I did half-hour PSAs. I interviewed people. And James came with his kid, and I'm going, And neither one knew why I wasn't interested until a few years ago when we were on a panel together.
Why weren't you interested?
Well, I told them the original story of how I got the oils, and I backed away.
So you got burned. You got burned by Young Living with bad enrollment kit. And all right, so there's another lesson here, Nancy. This might be a little sensitive, so you guide me. But I can't pass up the lesson.
Sure.
So you don't need to name her, but the gal who enrolled you the first time, where is she?
Very interesting. I would say she is hurting for finances. She has not been well at times and doesn't turn to anything particularly, and asks people to pray for her.
Is she in Young Living still?
No.
All right. So here's the lesson. A few years ago, I coached a gal who had a similar story. This is a seven-figure earner, not in Young Living, but another company. And so she was doing her first big keynote speech, and I was coaching her. And she had the same kind of story. So her sponsor, her original sponsor, quit. And what we did, Nancy, is we figured out for her speech how much money her original sponsor had lost out on. And I went like over the top, and I calculated into the future, not just her, but her generations of kids and grandkids that are missing out on. So you're a diamond plus, you're almost a double diamond in volume. And you've been a diamond for how long?
Since April 2015.
Okay, so 5 years.
Right. I was actually 59 when I got into Young Living.
There you go. So I think, you know, we won't add it up here, but the lesson for all of you is, if you're out there on the bubble and you're thinking about quitting, you might want to check with everybody you've ever talked to about Young Living and make sure they're all going to quit and they're not ever going to rejoin. Because if any of them ever rejoin and go to Diamond, you just cost yourself millions.
I know. I fully get that. And because of that, I think it's actually everything that's ever happened in my life is you make lemonade out of lemons.
Right.
So you share that story like you just shared one. And I share it with a lot of people in Young Living because they need to understand, one, not everybody gets it right away anyhow.
Right.
And two, mentoring is everything.
Yep. Beautiful.
Everything.
All right. Well, you were fortunate to have some good mentors.
Fabulous.
So what did you do with that? What kind of inspired you to look beyond the products and look at, all right, this is a network marketing company. Had you ever done network marketing before?
Yes, briefly.
What company?
Yes, I don't remember. It was an air... travel agent company. I had never had a problem with them, and I actually earned a lot right away.
Oh, cool.
I liked all of them. I had no problem spiritually, emotionally, or anything about network market. It was what do you have there that's worthwhile?
Right.
I have been in the environmental movement since the 60s.
Yep.
And I have been in all those fields that matter to me about it. So to answer, good. Right.
So you launched what, so you already liked network marketing. You'd already made money before. That makes you a unique brand new distributor. And there'll be more and more and more of those as we build in the future years, more people that understand network marketing, have positive experiences. And so there'll be more of you that people will have the opportunity to build with. What was it about the opportunity beyond the products that had you do more than be a casual educator or sharer of the products? Because you enrolled 35 people your first year, 25 your second, 50 your third, 75 your fourth. That's not casual. That's not sharing. That's a very intentional leadership opportunity build. What inspired you to do that?
I was a networker my whole life. So when I worked in acute psych unit, running it in the South Bronx and Fort Apache at a time where it was the highest homicide rate in the country, I could pick up a phone not only to agencies, I could pick up a phone to a therapist or a psychodrama institute and have them come in and help. And the networking was amazing at the worst times. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. And I took that with me. And I started doing that in New Jersey when I moved. So networking became, to me, the spiritual path of connecting people, connecting abilities, connecting like-minded, connecting. All that allowed me to share a lot and educate a lot. And I loved it in Young Living. Absolutely loved it. But I didn't care about the money. I was working all the time. I was booked for God knows how long. That wasn't my issue. And two things happened. One was in 2004, because when my girlfriend, Sue Pellicotti, who introduced me, said, you want to learn the comp plan? I said, hell no. Keep it away from me. I said, I love you. The money will be very nice. I don't want to know it. I don't have the breath. I don't have the bandwidth to take on one more thing. So that was okay until one time when the check came in, and it was as much as I made working, like, I don't know how many hours emotionally. It wasn't the hours I put in, it was the emotional stuff I was dealing with, all the crises in people. And she said to me, you know, Nancy, your check would be double if you learned structure. And I went, what? That got me. So that
I
was
love that. Hey, all of you out there, write that down. Your check would be double if you learned structure.
It's so true. It was so, I said, all right, a little bit at a time, please, because I am overwhelmed. Okay. A few years later, and I was growing, and structure was nice, and it was convenient. However, I know my fears. I raised two kids while I was permanently disabled. I made business out of thin air. And so I was careful. Cautious. At the same time, I thought too much fear-based, because I wanted to pull back from the other and really work Young Living. It wasn't until they had the cruise contest. Only I didn't know they had it. I got a bottle of rose oil in the mail from Young Living. No note, no card, no nothing. And I thought they sent it to the wrong person. I didn't order it. So I called my girlfriend and I said, Sue, this bottle of rose oil. She said, yeah, you came in third this month in the cruise contest. I said, there's a cruise contest?
Yeah, I don't know what it is about those cruise contests back then, but you're about the fourth diamond or crown diamond or royal crown diamond that's told me that story. They won a cruise they didn't know anything about. Maybe well, no. Young Living should reinvent the cruise that nobody knows anything about program.
It was amazing because it was 100 people in the leaderboard. I couldn't afford to fly my husband with me if I won. The top three had their guests fly with them and had a nice suite. And I had never been on a cruise other than a three-day carnival one, which promised me never again to go.
Right.
And I looked at it and I said, I want to be second or third. I was 87. That focus and that dream, that vision of breaking out of the norm, because it would be anything that broke me out of the normal daily, which I loved. I also loved jumping in and diving in deep waters and high. I was a scuba diver, 80 feet down. I love all that.
Wow.
So, I like taking what I call healthy, fun, spontaneous risks. And it wouldn't matter what it was. But they had every month a contest. And the top three in that contest monthly would win. So that year I came in third. And the next year I came in first and won 5 months in a row the top prizes worth over $20,000.
Wow.
So incentive. But the third incentive to get to Diamond was Gary doing mind mapping for Gail Ann Green, requested as the first Diamond on the East Coast. And he flew in and taught mind mapping. And that month I went from gold, stuck for 3 years, same commissions, same everything. I loved it. I went to platinum that month within weeks of doing the mind mapping. Then I changed all my passwords to January 2015 Diamond, roughly. I would play with that.
Yep.
Every password in my life. And you know how many passwords we have. And I made it by April 2015.
You manifested. Beautiful, beautiful story.
Fun story.
Yeah. So what do you do with all your money now?
I go wherever I want when I want.
Are you still working the other jobs?
Well, it's not work for me.
Yeah.
So I'll do about two readings a week now, maybe when I'm up to it and like it. I take off when I feel like it. If people are interesting for me in what they are requesting, I work with that. I have my friends in law enforcement for years. I have a chief of detective honorary badge by a commissioner. I've done federal and local and international. I love all that. Mm-hmm. This is not work for me.
Beautiful.
I break out in laughter sometimes and go, I get paid for doing what I would do no matter what.
Right. So, Nancy, tell us this. Most of the people listening to these interviews, they're not listening the day we release this. Sure. They're listening a week later, a month later, a year later, 5 years later, 10 years later. They're not necessarily in New Jersey or even the United States. They could be anywhere in the world.
Sure.
But here's one thing we know about them, if as a demographic. The odds are the people listening to this are stars, senior stars, executives, and they're stuck because most people are. They have that dream of advancing and earning a significant income in Young Living, but they're stuck. And so you know from just what you've told me about how you manifested that stuck is all mental. And of course, we tend to put it out there. It's out there like, I don't have time. My family doesn't let me. My network isn't interested. The economy is no good where I live, right? But it's actually all inside. And so what would you tell those people if you were coaching them, if they were on your team and they wanted to be on the path that you were on and have the kind of success you've had, but they were at a low level in Young Living and they were stuck, what would you tell them? Or what would you ask them? Or what would you do with them?
Thank you. One of the things I think is basic to all of it, before we can have any success anywhere, we have to see ourselves in the world as safe, as best as we can. And when we do that, we need to see that every being, everything, has a soul, soul to soul. And when we make friends and connect truly, authentically, without the priority being, they need to be in Young Living. So part of that for me is, what do you actually control and what you don't? And I think of it, I love to call it the Johnny Appleseed effect. So when you are talking with anybody about Young Living, or sharing in any way, listening is key to knowing you're not telling them what to do. You're telling them what you do and why maybe that it may benefit them if it's the right thing. I got through talking to somebody and I'd like people to understand why I do that. In talking with her, she knew me and she had somebody else ask her to come to Young Living and she called. And when we were done after a good hour of talking, I said, look, you may want to go back to your friend. And if that feels right for you, please don't hesitate. I can always be your friend and I can always talk with you. So the authenticity has to be real. It cannot be your eagerness to get them in ever. And that comes from not worrying about your self-esteem or what they think of you or feeling rejected or that after all that I did and all the time I spent, they didn't sign up or enroll or get it or they didn't even open up the box. They will if they feel comfortable and safe, just like I didn't when I didn't have somebody who brought me in help me.
Have you ever, Nancy, studied the Authentic Networker Program?
No. I study,
Do you know what it is?
But they're not in the physical realm. I can't. Yeah.
Have you ever heard of that program?
No. Hmm.
Well, that's a program that I teach. And you could teach it. You could have written it in what you just said. So brilliant.
Thank you. One moment. Yay!
Well, that's really intense wisdom, Nancy.
Thank you.
And brilliant coaching. And I found it's a challenge for people to move into that space where they leave desperation behind, they leave validation behind. It's okay if people say no. It's okay if people say no. Why would you do that? That's a crazy idea. Did you know those things were, you know, whatever people say. Most people have their self-esteem tied up in what a prospect says about what they're doing. Not just a prospect, but their family, their friends, the society. And so I think that's why personal development is such a huge part of everybody's success in network marketing, because the better you feel about you, the more patient, the more room, the more safety you're willing to give other people. And the people who aren't patient, the people who grab prospects and start telling them what they should do and why they should join now, and I need you to join, I'm trying to rank advance, I'm trying to win a contest, right? I mean, that just lands so poorly with people. That so that's beautiful advice. So maybe if I could simplify it, I would tell all those people out there struggling, perhaps don't try so hard. Perhaps let go, relax, forget about rank advancing for a moment. Forget about the comp plan, forget about a contest. And instead of having your conversations that you have with people be about you and about Young Living and about you being right and about them saying yes, how about those conversations are about them? And the only way in conversation you and I find out about other people is to ask questions and listen. Which, you know, for most people, just ask backwards from what they think they need to do to sell, right? They think, well, I need to tell you why you need to buy. No, actually, you need to just put that on hold for a while and ask them.
I can share something funny. My grandson, I have step-grandchildren and stepchildren and children. A lot of the stepchildren and some of the grandkids are in sales. And the generation of stepchildren in sales, they talk like that. They don't know.
Right.
And they're very good at what they do, and they don't push, and they don't control others. However, they can't translate that into this. And they love the products. Absolutely love it. They cannot do anything. My grandson, John, goes, Nanny, not a problem. You know how I take care and sell cars and trucks? I listen to everybody. and I see what they need, and then I show them why I think that might be a fit, might be. And he's very successful with it. Yeah. And he said, I know I'll be very successful. So it is the who controls what. And I think one of the things, you know, you said so much that was so hard. And I feel that one of the steps I took early on was because I walked into a weird field on my own, and I had no family to like it. Everyone backpedaled away from me, going, what are you doing? What I discovered is something I hope everybody discovers or has discovered for themselves. We are all weird. We are all unique. We are all very different. Nobody is like anybody else. If you uncover the piece that says, I need to fit in and I need your approval before I can feel comfortable. So we can need approval in some ways. We don't have to feel that we sacrifice who we actually are for that sake. There are, as I like to tell people when they're that way, I say, how many people are on this planet? You got plenty of people you can meet and be fine with. You just have to be yourself and the right people. That's a magnet. You will attract like-minded and wherever you're at. And so whoever you attract, you need to take a look at and why they're like this with you. Because, sorry, but we're all mirrors and we all have our point of view, but they're telling us what it is. And they're sharing with us, no. And when we have fun, I suggest to people, if you're starting out or you're stuck, if you have fun with it, or you can be serious and simply so loving, find people who love the same things you do and forget about Young Living with them. Just use it in front of them and slip in some ideas that you do. Forget about asking them if they're interested. They will tell you when they are.
Absolutely. Brilliant stuff. Maybe someday I'll have you guest speak on The Authentic Networker.
Can I bring some friends with me from the other side?
Sure.
They're very good. And Gail Ann's so smart. And Gary's so smart. So, you know, we just ask them to download a few things for us.
Yes, you could have you bring them in as guest speakers. So, Nancy, what's next for you? What's going on with you and Young Living now that's exciting? What's working for you? What's working for your team? Do you have any current visions you're working on?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Because the field I love is developing self-esteem, your intuitive sense, without flying off into heather weather, you know, kind of keep it grounded. I always say, thank God I was a nurse first. It really helped. So for me, I utilize that a lot with them. However, it's always a reawakening for me of, okay, we've done this, now what? What can we do now that's different? And one of the things I'd love to do is just mentor everyone about developing their own trust of themselves and their intuition, because I believe by doing that, they will automatically tend to everything else themselves. They need to trust themselves a great deal more and look at solutions. You have a problem. No, you don't. You have a thought that something's a problem. You develop solutions by not even looking for a solution. However, throwing in back, using your oils, hope and awaken and whatever works for you, but throwing it back inside you and then trust and be patient that suddenly you will want to do something. You'll want to pick up a book. You'll want to open up a video. You'll want... All of that will be because you made the equation inside, that hologram. You made all those pieces of you come together for a moment and say, wait a minute. Don't look at it as a wall. Don't look at that I have to force myself to find an answer. Trust yourself that you will get the answer and you will get it in whatever way you are meant to get it. That's how you get to know yourself. So if you suddenly want to draw, like I did in 1984, go learn how to draw. In today's world, you can do it at home. Do anything that opens up the doors of your self-discovery. You need to love discovering who you are. Love it. So that's what I'm about right now. And I'm so happy I'm doing it.
So are you coaching people or leading a program or designing a program?
Well, right now I'm doing several things. So in my Non-Young Living, I'm doing a four-week psychic class for anybody and everybody from beginners to very advanced. Mm-hmm. That's something I just have fun doing. And then in the class, in the Young Living group, my team, I am offering free coaching for anybody, but I always offer it free. I don't care. Right, right. I do a lot of three-way, and in doing the three-way, I show them how the listening happens first, getting to know that person. So I'm coaching them by doing a lot of three-way calls now, more than ever. And now for me, and Zoom. I do a lot of Zoom, and I am in Facebook Live because I find everybody's in the same boat. So this is a perfect time to, crisis is opportunity. It's packed with power. And your belief systems are going to show up in your face. So if a crisis has you relying on everybody else and all authority figures, you get nowhere. But if I can show them, and if I can show them how to trust yourself in that moment, no matter what kind of crisis you're going through, take your deep breaths, use your oils, but trust yourself. And I have a lot of techniques I love using and play. And playful and laughing, I believe, loosens it up for them and tells them, why are you afraid? What's to fear? It's your thought that right. creates that. So.
Beautiful, Nancy. Well, you are one of those Young Living treasures.
Aw, thank you.
21 years now?
Who's counting?
Who's counting? And I love that you joined when you were 59. And, you know, that speaks to, hey.
Hey, 71, I made diamond.
Yeah. How about that? So if Nancy can do it, folks, mm-hmm. you can do it. And it's all about believing in yourself, trusting yourself, letting go perhaps of needing everybody to get in and needing everybody to say yes. And mm-hmm. just make it about them. Make it about them. Ask people questions and actually listen. Ask people questions and listen. Ask people questions and listen. And sometimes when people hear that, they say, well, when do I get to tell them all about Young Living? And my answer to that is when they ask you to. And if you ask them enough, if you ask them enough questions and listen, they will tell you. They'll not only tell you their whole life story, they'll tell you stuff they haven't told their sister, their next door neighbor, their best friend. And they will say, okay, you know, tell me about that thing. And then you can tell them. But if you tell them first, the word you used, Nancy, which was just so brilliant, so dead on, is they just don't feel safe, right? Because they feel sold. And feeling mm-hmm. sold,
and they are.
Yeah, feeling sold is not feeling safe. People like buying. They like learning. They like getting in on something that's interesting and cool and unique. They like all that. They just don't like being sold.
Absolutely.
And that's Nancy's
secret. I don't like it.
No. All right, Nancy. Thank you so much for joining us at Road to Diamond.
Richard, thank you. This is such a blessing. Good. You are. I love listening to you.
Thank you.
It's great.
Thank you so much, Nancy. Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us at Road to Diamond. Remember, share these with your team. Share them over and over and over again, because when people believe it's not only possible, but it's inevitable for them, they'll just go do the work and make it happen. It's all about belief. Thank you for joining us at Road to Diamond. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening. I trust you got some golden nuggets. If you're inspired sufficiently, I invite you to join me for Run Through Rank. Run Through Rank is a coaching program designed to have you blow through your next rank with never having to worry about requalifying. We come together twice a week for an hour, for 60 days. You'll end up with 16 to 20 hours of custom video content you can study forever. this could be the best investment you ever make. Check it out at runthroughrank.com. That's runthruranc.com. We'll see you there.